Stock Investing Q&A with Invested IQ. Let's go into our question, which is, what is technical analysis? All right, technical analysis is a great question. We could do this very quickly and answer the question by doing a side-by-side comparison to fundamental analysis, which is on one of the other questions. Now, the great difference between fundamental analysis and technical analysis is fundamentals really is used by longer-term investors who are trying to forecast the value of a stock. So right now, is the current value a bit low? And in 10 years, does it have a lot of growth? That's fundamental analysis in a nutshell. However, sometimes you can find a company that has fantastic earnings. Their fundamentals look very, very good. The individuals that are managing that individual company seem to do very, very well, and the stock price does not reflect it. So how many times have we seen that where a stock looks really, really good on paper, but then when you take a look at the market, it's 2 cents a share, or it's a penny stock, or it's a dollar, or maybe even $10, and you go, wow, that's a company that's doing so well or managed so well, it's a little bit shocking that it's so cheap, okay? Now that's the big difference. You see, technical analysis does not take into consideration all of the fluff and the information that makes the company sound like they're doing really, really well. All it does is take the cold, hard numbers that we see today, and if the company is only valued at $10 a share, well, that's all that it's valued at is $10 a share. So technical analysis is basically a way for us to gauge what the current value is and if the current value now is a good value or a bad value. And we do this by doing a quick comparison against itself, the current stock price. So the technical analysis can be simply put as charting. For example, if I pull up a stock chart and there's a 45 degree angle going down, I know the stock has been doing poorly. For some reason, the value of the stock is dropping. We could dig into it a little bit deeper, but very quickly we find out that it's not doing well. Same thing to the upside. We could find a stock that has a 45 degree angle to the upside. We know that it's performing well because we can visually see that. The question is, in technical analysis, not why, but is now the right time to get investing or to be invested in that particular stock? So for example, if I find a stock that's $45 a share, what I need to know is if $45 a share is a good price or if it's a bad price. The only way I can do that is to do a quick comparison, to look back in historical data to find out where the stock has come from. So kind of a blueprint of what has happened. Now, oftentimes in technical analysis, there are tools known as indicators, technical indicators. That would be something like the MACD, stochastic, RSI, moving averages, simple moving averages. These are all technical indicators that technicians would use as a comparison. Again, to find out if that stock that is $45 a share is a good price, a fair price, or a bad price. So as a quick comparison, as a technical indicator, I may take, let's say, a 20-day moving average, and with that 20-day moving average, all I'm looking to do with the 20-day moving average is find out how the stock compares to its 20-day average. If the stock price is well above the 20-day moving average, I know that it is beating its average that it just posted 20 days earlier. So it must be doing very, very well. Now, let's say that I find a stock price that is below its 20-day moving average. Well, that tells me that it is not doing so well. In fact, it's not doing as well as it was 20 days ago. And so not necessarily does that mean that it's the bad time to get in, but it gives you an idea of performance. Another way that technical analysis is used is to determine entry points. So for example, again with our analogy, if the stock price is $45 a share, I want to know if I should get in at $45 today because it's a great price, or if it's the highest price it's ever been and I'm spending way too much money. Maybe $35 is a better price for this particular stock, and it comes down to a game of timing. Again, technical analysis really is used for a shorter term trader. Okay, if you're going to hold a stock for, let's say, 5 years, well, the way that it's traded in the next 30 days probably won't mean much to you, and you're going to lean towards more of the fundamentals of a stock. However, let's say that you're trading an option for 30 days and all you have is 30 days. Well, you better be darn sure to have an opinion as to where the stock has been, where you think it might be going, because you only have a 30-day window. So again, technical analysis in a nutshell is simply a game of timing.